Shalom Ravacha, welcome to Heaven Bez Hashem. We continue with Pelo Yoitz in Shema 237, discussing the very important topic of Golus. The Pelo Yoitz told us that when a person leaves his house and goes to the Beis Medrash, and goes to the Beis Knesses, goes to the Shul to Davin, and they leave their house, the Makom of Gashmius, as the Maral explains, the place where he is most comfortable, and goes out to shul, goes out to learn. That leaving of the house, that itself is a kapara. That's a chelik of golus, of exile. And he tells us, we should accept it ba'ava. Ba'ava with love. It's raining, it's hot. No air conditioning. There is air conditioning. Irrelevant. It's comfortable in the shul. It's great. Wonderful. It's all a chilek of golus. Similarly, like we discussed, when a person goes out into the sukkah, that's a chilek of golus. So you'll say, one second, I love sukkahs. I love sukkahs. I anticipate and look forward to the yontif of sukkahs. Zman simchaseinu. And that's amazing. And we should all look forward to sukkahs. And that doesn't take away the fact that Hashem gives us kaparos. He's taking away the averus. Some of Farshim explain as follows. And it's not a contradiction to enjoy the yontif. At the same time, we get a kapara for going to the sukkah. In fact, that's exactly the correct attitude that Pelo Yoitz tells us. We're right now in Elul, a couple of weeks before Rosh Hashanah. Habolin Lutayva. We have Rosh Hashanah, Seres Meshuva, Yom Kippur. And then we have Sukkot. We know that sometimes there's a gzar din on a person. There's a decree that he has to go out to Golus to get a complete as part of his kapara, as atonement for his averus. And that's one of the reasons why we have Sukkot right after Yom Kippur. Because yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the attitude of the mind is after we do a real tshuva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts our tshuva. That's the mindset we should have. Nonetheless, sometimes we need a kapara. And the kapara can be understood as going into the sukkah. And now we have it, we do b'simcha, b'ava. Exactly what the Pelo Yoitz is telling us. Yekabel b'ava v'yechavin she'ah golus mechaperes. To accept it. Ba'av with love. And have a mind that the golus is mechaperes. That you go into the sukkah, and you sleep in the sukkah, and you eat in the sukkah, and you have conversations in the sukkah, and you learn in the sukkah. And all this is a kapara. So until now we spoke about going out of your house to shul, to daven, for a dvar mitzvah, and he says the same thing applies if you have to go travel for your pranasa. If they go travel for a dvar mitzvah, whatever it might be, if you're going out and traveling, don't just go through the motions. The Pelo Yoitz is telling us. Realize what's going on over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you an opportunity to get a kapara. Yechavein v'yevakish. You should have in mind. V'yevakish. And have in mind and ask Hashem that the traveling I'm about to do now should be in the category of golus is mechaperes ovein. That traveling and going out is a part of golus, of exile, and I should get a kapara for averus. Mali golus godu, mali golus muat, says the Pelo Yoitz. What's the difference whether it's a big golus, or a small golus? It's called golus. That's what he's educating us. That's what our Rebbe, the Pelo Yoitz, is teaching us. Hakol oile lecheshben. It's all included in this calculation of what's called golus is mechaperes. Golus atones. Bavach yichav libo lekach lekabelinu ba'ava rava. Says the Pelo Yoitz, just as long what you have to do, what we have to do, is to accept it and consider it as a golus, is mechaperes, Be'ava rabba, with tremendous love. So let's understand this in a practical sense. Next time a person has to go on a business trip, next time a person has to go on a dvar mitzvah, he has a bris to go to, and he has to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. So besides you're going for the family simcha bris or a good friend, whatever it might be, have in mind also, oh, this is an opportunity of golus mechaperes avayim. And have this in mind, v'yivakesh, and ask Hashem, shehei choshuv legolus mechaperes avayim. Ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ask Avinu Malkeinu. Ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is our father, our melech, that this trip should be part of a kapara. And accept it, b'simcha, b'ava.